Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. Des Moines Computer Repair.
Hey, welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. With us, as she is each and every Friday, is our friend Cheryl Tessier from Eat, Play, Love Des Moines. Stop to do in the Des Moines Metro this weekend and beyond. Hi, Cheryl.
Hello.
Yay, it's already Friday.
I love Friday.
Have you had a big week?
I have, absolutely, sure.
Every day, right?
Every day.
All right, what's on tap for tonight, tomorrow, and the next day? And, you know, all what's right. Your social calendar look like?
Well, can you believe it? It is May. This weekend is May.
I can't believe it.
No, it's craziness. Crazy talk. But, of course, there's plenty of things to do. So the first thing I want to tell you about, this sounds really, really cool. So there's this band called Party Party, okay?
Party Party.
And what they do is they do live karaoke. So they play. It's a band. They play and you sing.
And you sing.
But the piano player from Party Party, his name is Andy Anderson. He's going to be at Prairie Meadows tonight, April 29th, tonight, from 9:30 p.m. to 12 a.m., playing piano and taking requests. It's an all-request piano show.
At, of course, Prairie Meadows.
How fun does that sound? And if you haven't checked out Party Party, check them out. They do different. They do shows at the Keg Stand, at different places.
Really? So they're local?
They are local. They are local.
What a great idea.
It is amazing. And we've done it. And they play and you sing. And it's like you're singing with a band, with a real live band. You sound like a rock star when you play with them.
Right. Yes. Party Party.
Go see it tonight.
Prairie Meadows tonight.
Yes. Okay. Here's another one. This one is actually in Windsor Heights. It's Art in the Heights Art Show. This is also going on until 9 p.m. tonight. So if you're driving home and you're thinking, I want to go take a look at some art, go do that. It's the Art in the Heights Art Show. It's at the community center, the Windsor Heights Community Center. That's tonight.
It's on School Street.
Yes. Going on until 9 p.m. They're going to have sculpture, pottery, oil paintings, everything that you can think of art at the Windsor Heights Community
tonight.
Center.
What time does that start?
Right now. It started at 4.
Oh, it's 4 o'clock.
It's now. Yeah, going on until 9 o'clock. So you still get
plenty time.
Plenty of time. Go eat dinner and then go take a look at art. Also, this weekend, big event as always, the Drake Relays are going on this weekend. Of course, Drake Stadium. I won't be running this year.
Why not? you didn't run last year, did you?
No, I didn't either. But we weren't going to talk about that, Michael. Go take a look at these amazing athletes and wish that you were in that much good of shape.
You know what happened on Tuesday night?
What was on Tuesday?
The Grand Blue Mile.
Yes.
Was going on downtown, right in front of the studios here.
Yeah, did you do it?
No.
No. You didn't go out to run a mile?
I watched lots of very fit people out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Running 1 mile?
Running, or walking.
I'm better than me. They got out there and they did it.
There you go.
I did not. Actually, I did play some football this week.
Really?
I did. Yes. On May 7th, I'm going to be playing in a benefit football game for the Alzheimer's Association.
Cool.
I'm going at Wells Fargo Arena. I will be playing before the Barnstormers game. I will be playing football.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, this could be worth a Barnstormers ticket for you.
Absolutely. To watch me get beat up playing football.
I mean, who's in for that? Come on.
Yeah. We'll talk about that again next week. That's on May 7th.
May 7th.
But you can come watch me play football and raise some money for a good cause.
Very nice.
Do
you know who the chairman is of the ALS Walkathon and all that this year?
No.
Todd Fredrickson, the president of the Iowa Wild. Yay,
wow,
Todd.
Yay. Good stuff.
Just stuff we know.
Of course. All of these facts that we know. Here's another one. If you're into garage sales throughout the city of Windsor Heights this weekend.
Back to Windsor Heights.
This is a Windsor Heights weekend.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there are going to be garage sales. So everywhere you drive in Windsor Heights this weekend, you're going to see garage sales.
Garage sale.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Yep. Citywide, April 29th and 30th. Lots of garage sales. Some people like that.
I'm out.
Yeah, you're out.
Yeah, I'm out. Garage sales. I wish I could take part in that, but I can't.
You should sell some stuff.
I should sell.
You absolutely should.
I've got several things to sell.
Anybody want a dog? All right, here's one. Okay, are you into country?
Country music?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Come on.
I'm from the East Coast.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So what do you
anyway,
got?
I've got Garth Brooks.
Oh, where?
Garth Brooks. Where? At the Wells Fargo Arena. April 30th, 8 p.m.
Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. Garth Brooks will be playing.
Oh, man. That, you know, I've seen Garth a couple of times. And
have
back
you?
Before his retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's back and mm-hmm. all this stuff. Yeah. What a powerful act. Still.
Yeah. Well, good for him. Good for him.
Garth Brooks.
He will be here singing. And if you like country music, you might want to go check that out.
Yeah.
Yes.
I wonder if tickets are sold out.
That
wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, they might be.
Come on,
but,
it's country.
But they're still
it's Iowa.
They're still advertising it. So there must still be tickets.
Okay.
Okay. Here's another one that I need to mention every year for Marsha.
Masha.
This is the World Tai Chi and Qigong Central Iowa Celebration. They do this every year at the South Suburban YMCA. It's April 30th from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. It's free and open to the public, and it's a whole celebration of Tai Chi. People all over the world will be doing Tai Chi at the same time Saturday morning.
Tai Chi and sushi?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I know. Yeah.
I'll bring the sushi.
Yeah.
And the wine.
And the sake, right? So, yeah, Tai Chi is that oriental exercise program, right?
Something like that, yeah. Sure.
Does Masha do it?
She does.
Oh, well,
so
then
she
you should
will
know.
Be there, yes.
Marsha, by the way, is Cheryl's mom. That's why. And we affectionately call her Masha because that's how she says Masha.
With the Boston accent.
Exactly.
Deleted the R's. So anyway, if everybody around, it says 80 countries across six continents will all be doing Tai Chi at the same time on Saturday morning.
Oh.
And you can do it with them at the South Suburban YMCA. Yes. Well, they all won't be.
Okay.
Moving on. The Improvised Shakespeare Company will be at the Temple for Performing Arts. Also Saturday at 8 p.m. This is one of those based on the audience suggestions plays. It's called the Improvised Shakespeare Company, and it's going to be a fully improvised Shakespearean masterpiece right before your eyes.
Improvised. That would be fun.
Yes, it
that sounds would be fun to go
hilarious.
To. That's Saturday night?
Yes, Saturday at 8 p.m.
Temple for Performing Arts.
That's
good
right.
stuff.
That's right. Of course, it's a good weekend to catch an iCubs game.
iCubs!
Yes, it looks like the Colorado Springs Sky Sox will be in town for that. They've got, you know,
is
games.
That Saturday?
I think they've got a couple games this weekend.
Oh,
okay. I think there's one maybe tonight, Saturday, Sunday. Just check their schedule and it can be a weekend of iCubs. Lots of baseball. Who doesn't like baseball?
I know. It's a wonderful park. Great game.
Yes. I love when they shoot the hot
Cubs,
dogs at
the Chicago Cubs are doing well.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be doing well.
Yeah. But don't you like it when they shoot hot dogs at you?
I don't.
What?
Okay, yeah.
They come around with like the Wiener
I know,
mobile
I've seen
thing
it, yeah.
Them. That's my favorite part.
Is that right?
Yeah, I live for the hot dogs being shot at me.
Okay.
And I cross my fingers every time and it goes over my head. Then, you know, it's funny though when the hot dog explodes. Like, sometimes it just comes out of the package and there's just hot dog pieces everywhere. It's hilarious. It's my favorite part.
Birds love it.
Yeah. Okay. I think people are so excited they just eat it. They don't even leave it for the birds. Okay. Here's another one. The Riverbend Historic Home Tour. Yes. In the Riverbend neighborhood. April 30th and May 1st from 11
a.m. So Saturday and Sunday.
Yes. 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. They're selling tickets for this historic home tour. They're going to provide the community with a glimpse of some of the homes and gardens in the district. Yes.
Very nice.
Very nice.
It's a lot of work to get ready for that, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I bet. But that sounds like something, you know, if you like admiring historic homes, it's right up your alley.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. You know, the Riverbend neighborhood has been going through this revitalization over the past couple of years, and I know some folks that have bought up there and have redone their homes.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful places.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, when the riverboat was in town, you could ride on the boat and see the back.
And wave.
Yeah, and wave, right. Anyway, here's another thing that you can do that's healthy is yoga at DMU. They're having physio yoga Physio Yoga 101 for absolute beginners. So if you've never done...
So if you've never been doing the Lotus Blossom or the Standing Frog or whatever that is?
Exactly. This says Physio Yoga is designed to decrease injury while increasing strength, flexibility, and mindfulness. And they're going to teach you how to do this at Des Moines University May 2nd. So that is Sunday, correct? No, Monday. Monday. This is Monday. Yes. It's 4:30 p.m. to 5:15 p.m. And it's a weekly reoccurring series. It's $50 for 6 weeks. And this is for absolute beginners. They're going to teach you physio yoga.
So you could do a little Tai Chi on Saturday and then, you know, kind of get you all limbered up for yoga on Monday.
That's right. That sounds very fun.
DMU.
And then, of course, the Book of Mormon is in town.
That is an hilarious show.
Hilarious. Starting May 4th, you can go catch the Book of Mormon at the Des Moines Civic Center. And then don't forget, one more, Cinco de Mayo. You have to celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
That's right. You know, a couple of years ago, it snowed on Cinco de Mayo. I have a photograph of me in a serape with a hat on holding a bottle of tequila in the snow.
I think I remember
right
that
here in Windsor Heights, yes.
Amazing, yes. But if you don't have a place to celebrate, Historic Valley Junction, you can head down there for the Farmer's Market. Yep, they're going to have their Farmer's Market, their music in the Junction. They start there every Thursday, music and Farmer's Market. And you can be there for Cinco de Mayo and have your drinks eat. And that's I think that's a great, perfect place to have your Cinco de Mayo is in Valley Junction.
Valley Junction for Cinco de Mayo. Put it down on the calendar.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
There it is.
All right, you got it all?
I got it all.
Okay, lots of things going on tonight and tomorrow and Sunday, and then we roll into Monday and Cinco de Mayo, and it's just constant.
Lots of fiesta-ing.
Yeah, are you going to be fiesta-ing?
Oh, yeah.
You think you're going to go to Valley Junction?
I think I'm all geared up for Farmer's Market.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. I am really waiting for that. All right, we got to clear out of here. Tyler says it is nigh on to 6 o'clock, means we've got to go for the weekend. We'll be back on Monday at 5:05, God willing. Have yourself a wonderful weekend for all of us associated with the Business News Hour. Of course, that would be Cheryl Tessier, Tyler Hackenmiller on the controls, Mark McDowell is the program director. The voice of Insight on Business is Jimmy Olson. Mary Sayer is the liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group. And... oh, yeah, the music that you're listening to right now, arranged, conducted, produced, and done by James Goodlett. Good stuff. You want some music for your company, your videos? Hit us up. We'll hook you up with James. All right, we got to go. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.